broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, August the 10th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. Having a great time with Marion Nostalgia here this morning. It was great to hear from Bob Welsh in hour number one, the author of Three Pies Hot. You know what I was thinking during the break there was, wouldn't it be nice if Bob could whip up a couple of these pizzas? Now, I know he probably doesn't have access to a pizza oven, or maybe he does. Maybe he knows somebody in the pizza business. But wouldn't it be great if he could whip up a couple of these pizzas and bring them down here? Boy, wouldn't we have a good time that day. Two or three of these pizzas. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't the Royal Buffet part of LK down on West Center?
Let me grab the paper again. The Royal Buffet. No, not on West Center. Good guess, though.
Because it wasn't part of the LK Royal Buffet.
You know, people have said that it might have been, but it wasn't on West Center.
Okay. And the other, what road does Bell Fountain turn into when you go out of town?
What's that?
The Bell Fountain Avenue. What does it turn into when you go out of town?
What does Bell Fountain turn into?
Yeah, because I thought Cashway Lumber was out that way on the way to Green Camp.
You know, let's see. As you go out toward Green Camp, I would get... I'm trying to think of the name of that route out there that it does turn into. I cannot think of the name of the route out beyond...
But I thought that was where Cashway Lumber was, but I don't know.
It could be. We'll see if anybody knows what that route is.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. We're looking for the street. We don't have to have the exact address, but of Cashway Lumber. Cashway Lumber. And they've got a big ad in here. Tells how much all their lumber is. It's a half a page ad here. And we've got, of course, the Royal Buffet. The Royal Buffet. 5 fish sandwiches and a free pint of Dairy Freeze, all for a certain amount. The Royal Buffet. What street was the Royal Buffet located? So we're looking for the street the Royal Buffet was on, and where was Cashway Lumber located? 740-383-9944. And if you get in on the contest, you could win Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, Wilds, or a copy of the book Three Pies Hot. I think we have one copy left. Go ahead, caller.
Cashway Lumber was on the corner of 739 and 203.
You got it, 739. They advertise it as being 5 miles southwest of Marion on State Route 739.
Yeah, and now I think it's called, it used to be Carter Lumber, and now it's called Holmes. H-O-L-M-E-S.
Oh, okay. It's the one way out there.
Yeah, and Bell Fountain Avenue goes into 739.
Yeah, I was, you know, I used to work at a bank in Green Camp, but I could never remember. So that's 739. Where does it turn into 739? Do you know?
Just as you leave the corporation limits.
So that after that, you would call it 739?
Yes.
Now, were you ever at Cashway Lumber? Was it pretty much what Carter Lumber was and all those?
Yes.
Kind of the same idea?
Yeah. We live west.
Oh, okay.
And we always went there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I got you in, Phyllis. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yep, Phyllis got it. Cashway Lumber was out there on Route 739 on the corner where Carter Lumber was for a long time, and I guess it's got a new name out there again, but that was Cashway Lumber. Okay, well, we still got the Royal Buffet. Where was the Royal Buffet? I have another question about the Royal Buffet if we get that far. Go ahead, caller.
I thought Charlie said at one time the Royal Buffet was on Mount Vernon Avenue where Denny's was.
Charlie was right. Now, I don't know. I do have the exact address. It was 1050 Mount Vernon Avenue. I don't know if that... Is that Denny's address? I don't...
I couldn't tell you. I thought that's where they said it was. I thought they said they never locked the doors or something, or maybe that was for Denny's.
Well, no,
sure.
That was a story. Charlie might have told it, too, but, you know, that was a funny thing because when Denny's first opened, they never closed, and so
right.
They didn't put locks on the doors.
Okay.
Well, after they were open for about a year, they decided to start closing on Christmas morning. Well, they had no locks.
Right. Ain't that crazy?
Isn't that funny? Who is this Grover?
Yeah.
All right, Grover, I got you in here for the Royal Buffet. But, yeah, if you search Denny's, if it's 1050 Mount Vernon Avenue, that's where the Royal Buffet was.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Grover.
Have a good day, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, 1050 Mount Vernon Avenue. So I don't know if that was Denny's or not. I don't know the address of any of those businesses out there. But it was on Mount Vernon Avenue, the Royal Buffet, 1050 Mount Vernon Avenue, at least in 1965. Now, here's what I wanted to ask you about the Royal Buffet as well. Okay, 5 fish sandwiches, 79 cents, and a free pint of Dairy Freeze. February 26, 1965. How much do you think that cost? If you get this right, I'll get you in. Now, February 26, 1965, how much would 5 fish sandwiches with tartar sauce and a Dairy Freeze, a pint of Dairy Freeze, cost? Would anybody know that? Now remember, 5 fish sandwiches and a pint of Dairy Freeze with tartar sauce at the Royal Buffet, February 26th, 1965, how much would that have cost here in Marion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'll give you another business here. We service and repair all makes and models of adding machines. Let me see if I pronounce this right. The Balsley Typewriter Company. Balsley Typewriter Company. Our service car is radio equipped. Whatever that means. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to guess on the fish sandwiches.
$2. $2. It's a good guess. Not right, but good guess.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, so how much would the Royal Buffet in 1965 have charged for 5 fish sandwiches and a pint of Dairy Freeze? A pint of Dairy Freeze and 5 fish sandwiches at the Royal Buffet in 1965, how much would that have cost? Now, what street was the Balsley Typewriter Company? Now, they're probably not... That would be something you wouldn't need anymore. Balsley. Balsley Typewriter Company. Is that Balsley? I don't think you could pronounce it any other way. The Balsley Typewriter Company. Now, they must have been doing well. They got enough to put an ad in the Marion Star. We service and repair all makes and model adding machines. Our service car is radio equipped. So apparently you could call them up. Say, that typewriter's in need of repair. Get over there. Go ahead, caller.
For the typewriter company, I'm going to say down by South Main Street by the health department.
Let's see here. Not on South Main, but a good guess.
Oh, okay.
Not on South Main Street. Where was the Balsley Typewriter Company? The Balsley Typewriter Company, a business here in Marion in 1965. Also asking, how much would 5 fish sandwiches and a pint of Dairy Freeze cost at the Royal Buffet in 1965? The Royal Buffet was out on Mount Vernon Avenue. Okay. Where was the Balsley Typewriter Company? Just need the road. Don't need anything else. The Balsley Typewriter Company here in Marion. And how much were five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze in 1965 over at the Royal Buffet? We'll get you into a competition here to win a chance at tickets for the Wilds. What else do we got here? Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, a copy of the book Three Pies Hot. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say for the sandwiches, about $4.
Not $4, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not $4. How much would five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze have been at the Royal Buffet in 1965? And what street was the Balsley Typewriter Company located on? The Balsley Typewriter Company. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. The Balsley Typewriter Company. Well, there's a lot of great businesses on the next page. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
$1.35.
$1.35. Good guess. I tell you what, you're the closest, but not quite there yet.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Not $1.35. Five fish sandwiches with tartar sauce and a pint of dairy freeze at the Royal Buffet in 1965. How much would that have cost? And where was Balsley Typewriter located? Balsley Typewriter. We service and repair all makes and model adding machines. Our service car is radio equipped. Balsley Typewriter Company. Apparently, the typewriters didn't need a whole lot of fixing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll go $1.59 on those fish sandwiches.
Not $1.59. Good guess, though. Not $1.59. How much did five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze cost at the Royal Buffet in 1965? Where was the Balsley Typewriter Company located here in Marion in 65? Go ahead, caller.
$1.50 on the fish.
Not $1.50.
Thanks.
Not $1.50 on the fish. How much did those... Now, five of them, remember. Five fish sandwiches. All right. And nobody knows where the Balsley Typewriter Company was. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say $2 for the sandwiches.
Not $2.
Okay.
Not $2 on the sandwiches. We'll get the price here, I'm sure. Okay. Well, the Balsley Typewriter Company. Where are we here? Okay. Well, this business might still be with us. Well, maybe not. Okay. Let's see here. We got to make sure we turn this correctly. Okay. Well, we're going to take the call first, then we'll come back here. Go ahead, caller.
$1.15.
Not $1.15, but you're still close.
Thanks.
Thank you. Not $1.15. Okay, here's another business for you. Where was Kennedy Ford located in 1965? Get a leading deal from Marion's leading new car and truck dealer. George's picture is worth money in February. Yeah, one holler. The great new Mustang was there. Mustang hardtop. See and test drive a Mustang today at Kennedy Ford Incorporated. Where was Kennedy Ford located in Marion in 1965? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I kind of paid attention to that question about is it the adding machine or a typewriter machine? You said both now back and forth. I can see an adding machine back in there. They used to add things up a lot in that era to give you the price of the merchandise, so it'd probably be used a lot instead of a typewriter maybe. I don't know. Whatever the correction is, adding or typewriter, or maybe it's a combination of both.
I think it might be a combination, because the place was called Balsley Typewriter Company, but the ad says, we service and repair all makes and models of adding machines.
Yeah, and it's pretty busy, because they had in those days, they had that radio equipped car, so buddy, they got around Marion real quick to get a fix so they wouldn't lose money, wouldn't they?
It sounds good. Sounds like they were highly equipped in 65.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we want to know, where was the Balsley Typewriter Company, the Balsley Typewriter Company in Marion in 1965? All you got to do is give me the road, or tell me how much five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze cost at Royal Buffet in 1965. Go ahead, caller.
Was Ford on North State?
Let's see here. Not North State. Good guess, though.
All right, thanks.
Not North State. We're looking for the street that Kennedy Ford Incorporated was located in 1965. Kennedy Ford, 1965. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say $1.50 for the sandwiches.
Not $1.50.
Okay.
Not $1.50. Does anybody know where Balsley Typewriter Company was located? All we need is the street. Or does anybody know where Kennedy Ford was located in 65? Go ahead, caller.
Was Balsley on South Prospect Street?
Let's see here. It was... Well, no, not South Prospect, but... not South Prospect, but you're very close.
Not Columbia.
Okay. Thank you. Balsley Typewriter, but Balsley's South Prospect is not far off. Where was Balsley Typewriter located here in Marion? The Balsley Typewriter Company? Or where was Kennedy Ford located in 1965? Go drive a Mustang. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Kennedy Ford was on South Main, weren't they?
Let's see here. Yeah, well, no, but you're North Main. They were on North Main.
North Main.
274 North Main Street. Now, here's one, and I won't, if you can get close on this. How much do you think a new Mustang hardtop in 1965 cost?
$2,600.
You're very close. $2,372.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how cars change.
Isn't that amazing?
Fish back in the day, you know, in the 60s, yeah, you could buy fish cheap. But nowadays, cheap fish, you know, you got to pay some money for it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. Five fish sandwiches with tartar sauce and a pint of dairy freeze. We're still waiting to see how much that costs.
I know Mom and Dad used to go to LK a lot and get a great big bucket of, you know, perch.
Right.
That bug of purse cost a fortune today.
It would. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, but Kennedy Ford was 274 North Main Street. All right, here's another one for you. Southland Lanes. Now, this has not been out of business all that long. But here's the ad. Lots of action, lots of fun, Scotch doubles every Saturday afternoon. Men at 1 p.m., women at 3 p.m. Separate divisions for men and women, restricted to Marion Area County Bowling Association members. 70% handicap of highest current league average. Bowl five games per team. $1.25 bowling, $1.75 prize money. $3 per person. Prizes paid same day. Ratio 1-6. Where was Southland Lanes? Go ahead, caller.
Are you looking for Southland Lanes?
Yeah.
I'm going to say out at the mall behind the Sears.
No, that wasn't Southland.
Oh, I think I know now where it is.
Oh, where was it?
It's there as you go out Route 4 on the left. It's past the... what do you call it, that overpass where the IGA used to be? There's a building on the left as you go towards down Route 4. It's, I forget who has it now.
Well, Southland was out behind the mall, but do you know what street it was on?
Oh, no, I wouldn't know the street, huh?
Okay, we just need to know the street.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, what street was Southland Lanes on? Yes, Southland Lanes was out behind the mall. Okay, but we still don't know where the did we get the Bosley typewriter? No, we didn't. Where was the Bosley typewriter company located? Also, how much did five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze at the Royal Buffet cost in 1965? 740-383-9944. Where was Southland Lanes located? Just need the road. Need the road. Go ahead, caller.
The Southland Lanes is out there where Cooper's Bowl is, but there isn't any road unless you would... Unless you would call it Barks Road.
Barks Road, that's what they call it. Barks Road West is what they called it out there. All right, Trish, we got you in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Barks Road West is what they were calling Southland Lanes. All right, let's see what other... Oh, here's an interesting one. I've never heard of this, but let's go with it here. Men's Furnishings Clearance, Lowe Brothers Paints. Does anybody know where that was? A Wonderful Way to Paint. Oh, wait, no, wait. Oh, these are two different ads here. Hold on. Okay, let's go with this. Okay, here we go. Men's Furnishings, Walter Axlums. A-X-T-L-E-L-M-S. Does anybody know where that was? Men's Furnishings Clearance. Savings up to 25%, 30%, and 50%. Walter Axlums. I don't know. Where was that located? Walter Axlums. Does anybody know what street that was on? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was Axe Helms on North Main Street?
It was Axe Helms? No, not North Main.
Okay.
Not North Main. Walter Axe Helms, I guess, was the name of it. Walter Axe Helms. Men's Furnishings. Where was that located? Walter Axe Helms. Still looking for Bosley Typewriter Company. What street was that on? How much did five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze cost at the Royal Buffet in 1965? 37 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anybody got the answers here? Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. How much did five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze cost at the Royal Buffet in 1965? Axe Helms. Where was Axe Helms at? Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't Axe Helms on West Center Street?
Not West Center Street. It was on East Center Street. But that's
okay.
131 East Center Street. Now, what was Axe Helms like?
I have no clue.
Oh, you never ran there?
Clothing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they sold clothes, I guess. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We got Judy in again. Axe Helms was in, was on, Center Street. 131 East Center Street. Go ahead, caller.
Bosley. Wasn't that on South Main?
Let's see. Bosley Typewriter Company. Not on South Main.
Okay.
Still looking. The Bosley Typewriter Company, where was that located in 1965? How much would five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze have cost you at the Royal Buffet in 1965? Okay, here's another one. Lowe Brothers Paints. Where was that? Lowe Brothers Paints. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was the typewriter place like across from the courthouse there around that, I'm trying to think, that Dunham's clothing store?
Let's see here. There was not, no, it's not down by the courthouse.
I thought it was the on East Center. Okay.
Okay. Ballsley Typewriter Company. Looking for the Ballsley Typewriter Company. 5 fish sandwiches. 7, how much was it? Oh, I about gave you the answer there. 5 fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze in 65. Where was Low Brothers Paints? Low Brothers Paints. Now, here's another one for you. Where was Market and Lewis? New for your spring wardrobe. Cardington. They sold Cardingtons. Simply slim, straight, strong, and meticulous. Tailored by Lord Jeff. Who in the world was Lord Jeff? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say $1.25 for the sandwiches.
Not $1.25, but a good guess.
Okay.
All right, we're looking for the street that the Low Brothers painting was on. Low Brothers Paints. And Market and Lewis. What street was Market and Lewis on? Apparently known for quality. Where was Market and Lewis? And who is this Lord Jeff they're talking about in this ad here? Go ahead, caller.
Market and Lewis was on Center.
Center, East Center, 135 East Center. So who's Lord Jeff?
I don't know who Lord Jeff was, but Dunk Miller owned, was a partner in Market and Lewis.
So,
they also had a pool hall in the back room.
Oh, of this clothing store?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says
men's clothing store.
It says come in and Lord Jeff will tailor for you.
I'm trying to think. My dad used to get his suits tailored, and the gentleman that used to be the principal of the Catholic high school, Fran Vohl.
Right.
His father was a tailor, so I'm not sure if he was a tailor for Market and Lewis or not. But I don't know who Lord Jeff is. I just know that Dunk Miller was part owner.
Well, it was definitely down on 135 East Center. Well, thanks. I got you in, Mary.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so we got Market and Lewis. That was 135 East Center. Still looking for Ballsley Typewriter Company. What street was Ballsley Typewriter Company on? And where was Low Brothers Paints? Also, does anybody know who Lord Jeff was over at the Market and Lewis Company? Okay, here's another one for you. B.F. Goodrich. Food and freeze wrap. Camera-style lantern with batteries. Cost you a buck. Where was B.F. Goodrich at? The B.F. Goodrich store. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Mark and Lewis, she hit the nail on the head about a pool hall back there. When I was on the railroad, there were some railroaders went up there. There was some big money dropped up there on the pool game in that back room, I'll tell you that. And there were some the best in Marion pool players up there, I mean big time. That was kind of like a gambling hall that nobody knew about in those days. Well, some people did because they went there and won some money, but that's another secret back in them days that wasn't everybody knew about. Bye.
Thank you. There you go. The old pool hall up at the Market and Lewis building, 135 East Center. All right. What do we got coming here? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, B.F. Goodrich was on South Main.
Not South Main.
No?
No, North Main. 472 North Main.
Oh, they was also on South Main down there.
Oh, when 65, their advertisement is for North Main, 472 North Main, wherever that is.
Well, that could have been 65, yeah.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Thank you. I'll put you in here, Lee.
Okay.
Okay. Lee's in. He got it right. It is B.F. Goodrich was on North Main, 472 North Main Street. All right. Where was Low Brothers Paints? Low Brothers Paints and Ballsley Typewriter Company. Ballsley Typewriter Company. What streets were those on? the Bulsley Typewriter Company and Low Brothers Paints. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, was that typewriter place there on Church Street? I'm trying to think, right before the post office. Is that section across from that park?
Not on Church Street. Not on Church Street. Where was the Bulsley Typewriter Company? Where was Low Brothers Paints? Low Brothers Paints. And how much did five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze cost you at the Royal Buffet? How much would that have been in 1965? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, let's see if we can get these wrapped up in the next 15 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
79 cents.
79 cents. You got it right on the dot. How'd you know that?
You keep saying it.
I said 79 cents?
Yep.
Really? Well, that happens, I guess.
Well, you know, Charlie's ghost.
Hey, Charlie's ghost is in here. Gotcha in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Did I say 79 cents? Now, all these people were guessing wrong, and here I just said 79 cents. See, there you go. It's easy to do that when you're looking at the ad. Hi-yi-yi. Holy mackerel. So, can you believe that? 79 cents for five fish sandwiches and a pint of dairy freeze at the Royal Buffet in 1965. All right. Bulsley Typewriter. What street was Bulsley Typewriter Company on? Or Low Brothers Paints? Where was Low Brothers Paints located at? Let's see if we can throw another one in here. Well, here's a big one for you. Montgomery Ward. Where was Montgomery Ward at? They were selling washing machines. 15 pounds per load. Any washables you select. Big agitator. Lint filter. Giant tub. Go ahead, caller.
That was Bulsley Typewriter on Route 4 South.
Route 4, you got it. South, Route 4 South. Now, did you go out there very often, or do you just remember where it was?
I remember going out there years ago with my grandpa to get a typewriter.
Is the building still out there?
I think it was just a house or something.
Was it? Well, what's your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark? Okay, Mark, yeah. We got you in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mark got it. Route 4 South. That's where Bulsley Typewriter was. Route 4 South. Okay, so now we're looking for Low Brothers Paints or Montgomery Ward. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Montgomery Ward was down there on West Center Street.
At West Center Street, 205 West Center Street. Okay, here's one. We're gonna follow up with this. How much would the washer with no money down have costed in 1965?
$65.
Not $65. Good guess, though. Not $65. How much would a new washing machine have costed in 1965 at Montgomery Ward's? A new washing machine. Also, does anybody know where Low Brothers Paints were? Low Brothers Paints. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We'd love to hear from you. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say $100 for the washing machine.
Not $100. Good guess, though. How much would a brand new washing machine cost at Montgomery Ward in 1965? New washing machine at Montgomery Ward in 1965, or where was Low Brothers Paints? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
I didn't know I'd get in so fast. I'm going to say 75 for the washing machine.
Not 75. Not 75. How much would a new washing machine cost at Montgomery Ward in 1965? Lowe Brothers Paints. We haven't even had a guess on this one. This company must not have done very well. Where was Lowe Brothers Paints located at? Go ahead, caller.
How about $50?
Not 50. Good guess. Does anybody know where Lowe Brothers Paints was located? Lowe Brothers Paints. Or how much did a new washing machine cost at Montgomery Ward in 1965? All right. Don't forget Adam the Computer Guy today, 2 to 3 p.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims today from 4 to 5 on this station. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Got a lot of people in the competition so far. Got Judy Cressup, Phyllis, Grover, Trish, Mary, Lee, Janet, Mark. Go ahead, caller.
For the washing machine, I'd say 45.
Not 45. Not 45. How much would a new washing machine have costed at Montgomery Ward in 1965? All right. Also, where was Lowe Brothers Paints? Just need the road. Here's another one for you. Where was Marion Lincoln Mercury? How about that one? Where was Marion Lincoln Mercury? The Marion Lincoln Mercury Company. Does anybody know that? So looking for the street that Lowe Brothers Paints was on, and looking for Marion Lincoln Mercury Company. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about $60 for the washer?
Not 60. Not $60. And how much would a brand new washing machine have cost at Montgomery Ward in 1965? All right, go ahead, caller.
202 South Main.
202. Well, boy, you know that one.
I worked there.
Oh, you worked there. Now, did you know in 65 they were doing steering gears and tow ends for $12.50 labor?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me a bit, because I didn't make that much money.
Well, maybe that's why they had such a small ad.
And George Balsley Typewriter, in night, I pulled it up on Google, in 57, they were at 334 South Main. They were just catty corner across from Lincoln Mercury there.
So they had moved out to Route 4 by 65.
Yeah, they moved out to Route 4. Yeah, they were downtown and moved out to the big...
Oh, that's interesting. So now you know Marion pretty well. Do you know where Lowe Brothers Paints was? Nobody's even guessed. They have a pretty good size ad in here.
I remember it, but I can't picture where it was.
Yeah, they have a very big ad.
There's a lot of stuff downtown. There was lock and key shops on Church Street.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a guess. Lowe Brothers Paints was not downtown.
Well, it could have been out in the Plaza Shopping Center.
That's where it was.
In 61.
It was in the Plaza Shopping Center.
Then it was Sherwin-Williams after that.
Oh, so that's where Sherwin-Williams is.
Well, Sherwin-Williams is across the street now, but they weren't. Well, no, they're in the Plaza.
So that's where Lowe Brothers Paints was.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting.
Years ago, that's back when Big Bear was in the Plaza.
Now, do you have a guess on how much a new washer at Montgomery Ward would have costed in 65?
$49.95.
Not 49. Good guess, though.
Got to be right around there.
Well, thanks for calling. Yeah, and he also got Lincoln Mercury was on South Main. He'd worked there. Isn't that funny? All right, here's one for you, since we've got all those. Lowe Brothers Paints was in the Plaza Center, Shopping Center. Cook's Dine-In Restaurant. How about this? Well, apparently they did fish, too. Friday special, Lake Perch Dinner. French fries, coleslaw, roll and drink. All you can eat. Perch Dinner. How about that? Okay. Well, where was Cook's Drive-In Restaurant? Cook's Drive-In Restaurant. 740-383-9944. Where was Cook's Drive-In Restaurant? And I guess at this point, the only other question is, how much did a washing machine cost at Montgomery Ward's in 65? Go ahead, caller.
The washer was $39.95.
Not 39, but a good guess. 1965, how much would a new washing machine at Montgomery Ward's have cost? A new washing machine at Montgomery Ward in 1965. Go ahead, caller.
Cook's Drive-In was on David Street.
David Street, you have got it. It was 499 David Street. Now, is there anything there now?
I don't know.
What's your name, ma'am?
Janice.
Janice? All right, Janice, we'll get you in the drawing here. Was that primarily a fish place?
I think they served other food besides fish.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Wait a minute. Are there the washing machine, aren't their prices a little low?
You know, yeah, it's interesting. They highballed on the fish, but they're lowballing on the washing machine.
Okay. Is a washing machine like $139 or?
$139 is a good guess, but closest one we have.
Too high?
Not too high, no.
It's higher?
Higher.
$169.
Higher.
$199.
We'll see if we're getting close. We'll see if anybody hits it with that help.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I was just thinking they were going too low on
that. Yeah, a washing machine was a big deal back in 65.
Yeah, they were higher than what they're saying.
Yeah, honestly, the price is not that much different than what you'd buy one for today.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, these front loaders might cost $500 or so, but a washing machine, you can still get a basic washing machine for around this part.
$349?
Not $340, that's a little high.
Oh, really?
For 65, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be too high for them. Yeah.
But thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. Janice called in. How much did a washing machine cost at Montgomery Ward in 1965? Now, this Cook's restaurant, which got Janice in here, 499 David Street. Okay, how much did a perch dinner cost in 1965? Now, remember, a perch dinner was French fries, coleslaw, roll, and a drink, and it was all you can eat. All you can eat perch. In 1965, over at Cook's on David Street, how much did that cost? All right, go ahead, caller.
Was it $250?
A little lower. Little lower than $250. How much did a washing machine cost at Montgomery Ward? If you get within $10, I'll give it to you. At this point. How much did a new washing machine cost at Montgomery Ward in 1965? And how much was an all-you-can-eat perch dinner at Cook's over on David Street, 499 David Street, in 1965? An all-you-can-eat perch dinner. French fries, coleslaw, roll, and a drink. All you can eat. All you can eat perch dinner over at Cook's. Go ahead, caller.
How about $200?
You're within 10. $209 on sale, and the original price was $239.
Okay.
You got it. Thank you, Judy.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Yes, a new washing machine at Montgomery Ward in 1965 was $209 on sale. The original price, regular price, was $239. All right, one question left this morning with 2 minutes left to go. How much was an all-you-can-eat perch dinner over at Cook's Drive-In, 499 David Street? An all-you-can-eat perch dinner. French fries, coleslaw, roll, and a drink. All you can eat perch. How much was that in 1965? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Judy Cressup. We've got Phyllis. We've got Grover. We've got Trish. We've got Mary. We've got Lee. We've got Janet. We've got Rich Gorin, Flo. We've got Janice. We've got Mark. All right. Is anybody going to guess here? 740-383-9944. How much was an all-you-can-eat perch dinner over at Cook's Drive-In on David Street in 1965? All-you-can-eat perch, 1965. Go ahead, caller.
How about $4.99?
Not $4.99. How much was the all-you-can-eat perch dinner over at Cook's in 1965? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Got about a minute left here. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Judy Cressup, Phyllis, Grover, Trish, Mary. All right, we're going to do the drawing here in a second. You can pick your prize up today from between 4 and 5. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is it under a dollar?
Not under a dollar.
Oh, $1.15?
$1.15 is close. Close.
Okay. I used to go with their daughter.
Oh, did you? Very interesting. It's not under a dollar. An all-you-can-eat perch dinner over at Cook's on David Street. 740-383-9944. How much was all-you-can-eat perch back in 1965? All right, we're going to do our drawing here. For a pair of tickets to, what do we got here? Do we got a pair to Zumbeezy Bay left? It's a hot day here. Maybe we'll go with Zumbeezy Bay. Does anybody know how much the all-you-can-eat perch was? 740-383-9944. If you can get in here before I get this out of here. Yeah, Zumbeezy Bay passes. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about $1.25?
Not $1.25. Close, though. Not $1.25. All you can eat perch. Maybe I'll hold that over for tomorrow morning. All right, we're going to do our drawing here. Now think about it. How much would cook? Now search tonight. I'll be back tomorrow 8 to 10. How much would an all you can eat perch meal at Cook's have costed in 1965? It would not be under a dollar. All right. Our winner today of a pair of passes to Zumbeezy Bay. Oh, let's take the guess here first. Then we'll do this. Go ahead, caller.
$1.49.
Not $1.49. Not $1.49. Our winner today for a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay is... Who do we got here? Well, we've got Dick Gorenflow. Now, Dick, you can pick these up today between Rich Gorenflow. You can pick these up today between 4 and 5. Adam, the computer guy today, 2 to 3. Linda Sims, 4 to 5. And don't forget, how much did a all-you-can-eat perch meal cost at Cook's in 1965? Hit me with that answer tomorrow morning. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
At 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Web